A trust is designed where, at your incapacity or death, it is a private transaction that is only known to the people who step in as trustee. As opposed to a will, when you die, and at least in the state of New Mexico, my will is filed with the court, the inventory of my assets is filed with the court, and it becomes public record.
Wow, is that right?
Now, I don't know if all states are that way,
That seems a
but
little bit odd.
it's odd, but it is the reality. And a lot of people don't realize that. Some people don't care. For some people, privacy is not an issue. The more and more people with whom I work, privacy becomes extremely important. They don't want the neighbor down the street to know how much money they had. It's none of their business. So that is the biggest benefit in my mind of a trust. And then there's some additional irrevocable trusts where if you shift low basis, low cost items and survive for 3 years from the time that you've created the trust, then that money is passed out of your estate. So I think there are probably more benefits than not for most people to take the time and energy to do the trust during your life. So it's in place. Everybody is named who takes over for your finances and handling the distribution. And it's private. It's not public.
So when you talk about some of the assets that you put into it, such as stocks or bank accounts, what type of documentation then is required? Because you're going to have to ultimately get that information to the various institutions so that they know, so that should something happen to you, then the beneficiary doesn't have to deal with courts or nonsense, right?
Correct. And great question. So, what at the time that the trust document is created, there is typically also a secondary document that's called a certification of trust or COT. That is a distilled version of the trust document that will tell the financial institutions who the grantor was, when it was dated, who the trustee is, what the tax ID number is, and what the powers of the trustee are. But it excludes who the beneficiaries are. You don't want to give that whole document that lists who you are benefiting at your death to a bank, or I wouldn't to a brokerage firm. It's none of their business. So the certification of trust takes out any of the beneficiary information and just gives the legal department of the financial institution proof that it's a valid trust document and the right people are coming to them to change the name on the account.